Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have on the phone with us today Hastings Family Service Executive Director Chris Cope, and we are going to talk about some fun things that are going on, but we wanted to start off our conversation by saying hello to you, and I really wanted to talk about Lou Lindy. How are you, Chris?
I am very well, Mo. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. So nice to chat with you. So we are continuing to chat about Lou Lindy and the legacy that he left for the city of Hastings. And I don't think there is another organization for sure around that he had a bigger impact on than Hastings Family Service.
You are so right, Mo. Lou is one of our co-founders of Hastings Family Service, and back in the late 60s, some community members, including Lou, got together, including Don Sheridan Beadle, and started collecting babies and children's clothing and giving them out to local elementary children. And very quickly, from that very simple act, it was determined there were so many other needs in the community. And so in April of 1970, Don and Ann McGree and Mary Jean Engstrom and Lou got together, and with Lou's expertise and help, they filed the Articles of Incorporation and founded Hastings Family Service. And over the years, and for listeners who may not understand or know what happened, Lou did pass away this last week on November 27th. And after a very, very amazing 92-year life where he impacted thousands and thousands of different people, was a mentor to many. But his legacy that really will continue to live on in this community is Hastings Family Service. And it was always just fun to visit with Lou about the early days and then where we are today. And he would always just shake his head and say, I never, ever imagined that Hastings Family Service would look like it does today. And he's a big part of that. You know, he spent four terms on the board of directors at Hastings Family Service, 2 8-year terms. And during that time, you know, his passion and his commitment was so strong. He was on the board the year that I was hired, and he was only on the board for a short time, maybe like another year at that point. But I'll tell you, he continued to be active for the last 16 years that I've been at Hastings Family Service. Lou has continued to be involved and be a resource and be a mentor, and just his passion for helping those who might need a little help along the way just always has been just first and foremost how he lived his life.
You know, both Lou and Don Sheridan were members of the Hastings School Board, so I would assume they got to hear or maybe even saw up close and personal a lot of families struggling within the Hastings School District.
You're right.
I think that we forget sometimes that there is poverty among us if we don't really look for it. It's like anything else, but you certainly see that on a daily basis. Even though your doors are closed, you're still serving so many people. But what did Lou
Correct.
Say about those early days? Because wasn't Hastings Family Service started out of a Sheridan basement, wasn't it?
Correct. Yep. That was where it all started. And I don't think actually Hastings Family Service was ever in the basement, but the whole idea was started in the basement as that clothing was being collected and distributed. And then in early 1970, the United Way of Hastings provided a grant for $1,500 to help pay for rent and startup expenses, and the official clothes closet was established and it right in downtown Hastings. And then within a very short period after that, the food shelf was established because, again, through the need of clothing, they definitely were learning of other needs that were definitely very prevalent in the Hastings community. And it was always fun for me to visit with Lou about the early days, because there were many, many programs that were started and then maybe sunsetted over the years. And so it was kind of an interesting, when you look at the history of all the different things. Back in 1976, there was a marriage preparation course and common sense parenthood class. And so they were working with young, soon-to-be married couples and talking to them about being parents. And so that program just existed for a very short time. And there were other programs where back in the mid-70s as well, where Hastings Family Service, with a group of amazing community members, started assisting immigrant families who were coming from Laos and establishing residence here in Hastings. And that was an amazing community effort, and by no means was Hastings Family Service a lead in it, but again, Lou was very instrumental in that. And when you think about what Lou was first and foremost to him, it was the family. Mm-hmm. And he knew that from his own personal life story of growing up in the Depression and during the World Wars. And his father was a doctor and his mother a school teacher. And then when he married Marcella, she was a young widow with three small children under the age of four. He married her and adopted the three children, and they went on to have two more children of their own. And so he knew personally what it took to be a strong family and what it took to help a family along the way when maybe they needed it. And that was always his objective in life, and it's just an amazing legacy.
And you know, when you think 50 years ago, when Hastings Family Service did have its start, both Lou and Don Sheridan were in the middle of raising their own families. So
exactly.
It's not one of those things where you can say, oh gosh, you know, I'll help and I'll give back when I retire, when I have more time. You know, I think
that's
what sets some people like, you know, Lou apart from others, is they did it while they were doing other things.
Exactly. It's that's an amazing point too, because, and you know, Mo, what it's like to be a working mom and to be as involved as he was. You know, the thing I love about Lou, he was always so strategic about everything that he did. He started out in social work and then went on to get his master's, and he determined that that if he got a law degree, that would just help him to advance his social work practice and, you know, just helping families and helping. He was very passionate about helping women, and I think that came from the strong woman that Marcella was, mm-hmm. and he became very committed to helping kind of women's issues, and so he was very involved with the Lewis House, and he did a lot of pro bono work for the Legal Aid Society. He was involved with the Women's Foundation, which does amazing work in promoting and enhancing women's issues. You know, he's involved at St. Kate's, another really strong women's university. And, you know, it was just amazing how he just took his passion and put it to work. And one of the things that really is just one of those things that will live on as part of his legacy is back in 2000, Lou Lindy started the Hastings Family Service Endowment. And so he personally contributed a major gift to establish that endowment. And that's something that will continue to live on into perpetuity. And our endowment is not the only endowment that he started in his lifetime. There are three or four other ones, I believe, that he also established. And, you know, just, again, a very strategic man, always looking at how he could have the greatest impact in the work that he did or in the generosity that he provided. And just an amazing man.
Chris, what is the endowment fund set aside for people that are listening that might not know?
You know, the endowment is just for general operating, so it isn't really, in the early days, it was designated specifically for helping children access preschool, and that's how it was used in the early, early days, but probably about 10 years ago, it just is used for the general fund.
And I know he was so excited about Hastings Family Service celebrating 50 years. Tell the story of how you took your parade to go see him this spring.
We need to get that picture back out on Facebook. We engaged our volunteers because, again, our 50th anniversary fell right as COVID hit in April. And so we did a celebratory parade and probably had about 25 volunteers show up and get all decorated, and there were costumes, and we had a sumo wrestler in the back of one of the vehicles, and thanks to Pam Andrews. And we took that parade around to all the 5 senior housing residents here in Hastings, and Lou lives at Park Ridge. And there he was in his mask and with a sign that says, "We love HFS." And he was out there with social distancing with his other Park Ridge friends, cheering us on as we all drove by and just celebrated that 50 years. So it was pretty special. And I think, Mo, if I recall, I had you on the phone for a part of that parade. Because we were driving by
KDWA. You did. You came right by the radio station, which was so nice. Aren't you glad you had a chance to do that, Chris? I mean, what a great memory.
We did. And, you know, back in February, our newsletter on the front page of it was a picture of Lou and I in boxing gloves. He, you know, was always just really wanting to be involved in kicking off events or fundraisers or celebrations. And so we were approaching Minnesota Food Share Month, and we got a picture of him fighting hunger with his boxing gloves on. And I'll tell you, he had a boxing stance down as if he was a professional. Amy and I were just looking at that earlier today. Cute picture of Lou. So, yeah, I'll tell you, it isn't going to be the same. To think in his 92 years, he just continued to be just a leader and active and engaged in so many issues, but it continued to always be engaged in our mission of, you know, reaching out as family and in support and service to one another. And that's what meant so much to him. And, you know, we can just never say thank you enough to Lou and his family for all of the things that he's done to impact our mission, to impact just all the development that we've had over the years. You know, it was just always just so refreshing to get Lou's perspective on things. And I can remember when I came to Hastings Family Service, and Lou, he didn't know me, hadn't heard of me, we didn't have an acquaintance. And so he was a little skeptical once I was hired, and he was part of the board then. And I had been instructed by one of our other board members, you know, you got to warm Lou up because, you know, he's just not too sure yet, because he didn't want to just see this organization be transferred over, you know, under the helm of someone who he had really hadn't checked out yet.
Because how long was Janet Grotz in her position?
Janet was there for 20 years.
Okay.
So Lou had worked very closely with Janet and had great confidence in her leadership. And so he was just wanted to make sure this was also a smooth transition. So we started having lunch together, and I found out, wow, you know, what a mentor he was to me. And just, he became an advisor for many things. And Hastings Family Service had never done a strategic plan when I had arrived there. So I wrote a grant, and we brought in a strategic planning firm to come in. And I remember we were up at the Hastings, the Country Club, as a staff and board. And Lou was no longer on the board, but we invited him to come back and participate. And I'll tell you, it was the first time that our board and staff had participated in an activity like this. So I'll admit there was a little bit of uncomfortableness in the air, and just not everyone knew each other well enough to just be themselves. And we did this visioning where we were, you know, where do we see Hastings Family Service in 10 years and 20 years? And Lou has, right out of the gate, he said he sees the endowment valued at $10 million. And everybody just gasped, because Lou knew how to be a visionary, and the rest of us were just still learning how to be visionaries. And he just kind of set the tone for that moment. Now, our endowment is not even anywhere near $1 million right now, but it was just a great example of how Lou...
Go big or go home.
Yep, exactly. And that's what he did his whole life. It really was just his mantra wherever he was and wherever he was impacting. So.
And I bet it was a thrill for you and for your volunteers and staff when he would stop by Hastings Family Service, because I know he made the rounds at many places. He was a very social man, and always he would start a good conversation with people and always left you feeling better than before he came.
Yep, and I always say chivalry was never dead with Lou. You know, he always was a gentleman and always opened the door for you, always always would greet you with a kiss on the cheek and a genuine hug, and by no means a chauvinist or anything like that, but just a gentleman is how I would describe him.
Mm-hmm. A gentleman.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Chris,
exactly.
I know that you are really going to miss him. How are you going to pay him honor at Hastings Family Service?
We are just in the process of kind of putting together some memorial kind of stories and pictures that we'll send out to our volunteers and board. And we started our staff Zoom yesterday morning. Just we weren't sure if all of our staff had heard that he'd passed this weekend. So we just did some storytelling with our staff yesterday. And so we're working with the newspaper right now, too. And I'm not sure if something got in this week. We didn't communicate with them, but we wanted to send them some things as well, because I know many people are going to want to share stories and memories of how Lou impacted them. So we're hopeful that the journal will do something. And thank you, KDWA, for replaying some of those interviews. That really, I'll definitely have to tune in.
Absolutely. And if you don't have a chance to listen to them when they're on the radio live, you know, all of our interviews are podcasts also.
Right.
You just go to the news tab from our main site, and there's a drop down box, and you click on In Depths, and then you can scroll through. And we do have a trilogy actually playing of Lou Lindy interviews that he gave. Three right now, they're all one big interview, but it's broken into thirds. So we hope people can listen.
Fabulous.
Because he talks about his life and the great life that he had. And I think, you know, when somebody leaves this earth and they know they've had a good life, and we know that person's had a good life, there's some comfort and peace in that as well.
That is true. I think Lou is dancing on the streets of gold with Marcella, and I know he's got a big smile on his face right now.
Absolutely. So. He would love to know that people were saying such great things about him.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, and engaging in conversation, because those were his favorite things to do. Chris, thank you for sharing your memories. What a fun time this was to reminisce about Lou Lindy. Chris Cope is the executive director of Hastings Family Service. And Chris, if people do want to learn more, how can they do so, please?
They can contact us at hastingsfamilyservice.org, or they can call us at 651-437-7134.
Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. This is Mission Possible on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.